You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The time is 7:30 right now, and I'm going to be playing some themes on Valentine's Day because it's coming up in a very couple of days, and I'll be playing songs that are based on themes of love, relationships, and broken hearts and dreams. So please look forward to it. Especially I'm going to be playing some stuff by Fantastic Plastic Machine, Puffy, and some Samba Master as well, so please look forward to it. Anyways, I'll be starting my theme song right now. It's Uyo Muite Aruko by Sugar Lunch. Check it out.
Ue o muite aruko, namida ga kobore nai you ni omoidasu haru no hi hitori bocchi no yoru. Ue o muite aruko, nishinda hoshi wo kazoete omoidasu natsu no hi hitori bocchi no yoru.
My name is Alex Ishijima. You're listening to Kalasu, and for the next 90 minutes, or if you want to be specific, around like 87 minutes, I'm a little picky, I'll be playing a lot of Japanese tunes. And as you know, especially if you have a partner in your life, Valentine's Day will be coming up in a couple of days. And I hurt someone's feelings, so I feel really, really bad right now. Okay, I'll get you a box of chocolates later.
Okay, and, it's okay.
But I hope you guys will be enjoying it. I'll be playing a lot of tunes. Most of them will be in the themes of pop. I remember last week I said that I wouldn't even be playing some bubbly pop, but for this week, for those that love love the mainstream pop stuff, you'll be in for a surprise. These are all indie pop, straight from Japan. I'll be playing, as I mentioned earlier, Fantastic Plastic Machine, even some Pizzicato 5, Puffy, and a lot more. And I'll talk about how Japan celebrates Valentine's Day as well. So please look forward to that too. If you have any questions or if you want to make some requests for that special someone, please give me a shout. You can give me a call, 604-822-CITR. That's 822-2487. So I'll have the lines open as always, and any comments will be greatly appreciated. Anyways, I'll be playing some rock right now. This is Radio Caroline. The song is called Big Tears. Check it out. You're listening to 101.9. Stop crying, man. Stop it.
Oh.
That was Radio Caroline with the song called Big Tears. You could probably guess why they named their song like that. It's basically, you know, broken heart, basically, right?
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
I think I gave away a part of the next song. I'll tell you a little bit more about that. Who set up this CD player? Anyways, that's kind of my fault anyways. But before I talk, let's put some funky background music right now. Alright, we got some YMCK in the back. Great music, if you love 8-bit Nintendo, for sure. So, how does Japan celebrate Valentine's Day? Well, of course, we should probably compare it with Canada. Obviously, in Canada, it is the guys that would treat the woman out, you know, give them chocolates, gifts, roses, anything that comes up to mind, and have a wonderful dinner and celebrate your love with one another. But in Japan, it's the other way around, more like the woman usually gives a chocolate to the man. And although it is a day of course, celebrating love, it is more of a day for the woman to confess their love to that special crush. There's two types of chocolates, as a matter of fact, where the women give to the man. There's giri choco and honmei choco. Giri choco means obligatory chocolate. So it's more like a gesture, and it's a type of chocolate that is basically you just buy it from a convenience store, something very cheap, and give it to the boss and the co-workers to just show your appreciation and being great friends, so-called, right? But the homemade choco means a very serious, committed chocolate, so to say, and it is for the man the woman is very serious about. And of course, they would like to put it in an expensive box, perhaps maybe make their own homemade cookies or chocolates, and come along with another present such as a necktie, just to show that they really want to go out with him. For this Valentine's Day in Japan, a lot of chocolate companies are, of course, promoting the deals for the women to buy these chocolates for the men. And as they sell half of their annual sales the days before Valentine's Day in Japan. Wow. So what do the guys give in return for the girls in Japan? And what do they really get in return? Well, how about I'll tell you a little bit more about that, because they just made another holiday to give time for the men to give something back to the women. Okay? It's called White Day, but I'll go into a little more detail on that a little later. How about I'll play a little more music? Let's see what I should play. Of course, I'll be playing some fantastic Plastic Machine. You just heard a little bit about it. And who was that guy who was just making some funk? You guessed it. It is James Brown. This is a James Brown song, Sex Machine, but it's remixed by Fantastic Plastic Machine. I hope you guys like it. And stay tuned. Okay? This is 101.9 Karasu.
Get on up, get up, get up, move back, come up, get up, get on up, get up, get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene, get on up, like a sex machine, get on up, get up, get up, I said the feeling you got to get, get up, get on up, stay on the scene, get on up. Get on up, get up. A little bit of the bridge, yeah. Dig it, hey. Get it together. Get on up, get up. Get on up, baby. Stay on the scene. Get on up like a mother machine. Get up, right on, right on. Get up, get on up. In a cold sweat. Get on up, get up. Get on up. Get on up.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Capsule. This is from the album Lounge Designers Killers, and the song is called Telepathy, which the song is basically talking about how two people are able to communicate through love by just with telepathy in general. Basically, that's it, but really catchy poppy tune. You should probably pick it up. Lounge Designer Killers. Song's called Telepathy again. Before that, I had a Fantastic Plastic Machine, Sex Machine. It was a Fantastic Sex Machine mix with James Brown on the vocals. Too bad he passed away. I really wanted to see him the next time he came back to Vancouver for the show, but, well, I guess unable to check it out. It's too bad. Anyways, as I mentioned earlier, what is White Day, which is exactly a month after Valentine's Day? And for the man, it can return his appreciation on White Day to the girls that gave chocolates to him. So that's basically what it is. Most likely, it's the corporations or the companies that sell chocolates decided to make this holiday, which is on March 14th, basically as an opportunity to take advantage of the Japanese feelings of returning favors and presents. Of course, for the men, they have to buy some more expensive gifts that they received. You know, it's better to give than receive. And hopefully for the one that confessed her love to him, he can return a generous gift as well and hopefully start a loving relationship. So that's what White Day is all about. But what if you were completely single, like you never received any chocolate for the men and the women? Well, I found out from my students that there's a day called Black Day. I think this is just a holiday in Korea, a made-up holiday, nothing official. It's on April the 14th, and this is when all singles, men and women, go to the restaurants and wear black clothes and eat noodles called jajangmyeon, which is Korean noodles with black bean sauce. And by having some stains of black sauce and have some black teeth, wearing some black clothes, is to, so say, celebrate their singledom. So if you guys have any cavities or have some like stained teeth that are making them very black, maybe you should go to the dentist and bleach it up, because you do not want to make other Asians think that you're single, unless you prefer it that way. Hey, you know, nothing wrong with being alone, right? So, but if you ever go to Korea, April 14th, there is a holiday called Black Day as well. I'm gonna be playing some more music. How about some Puffy AmiYumi? Puffy, the vocals that most people think that these two singers are twins, but they're actually not. AmiYumi started off as single performers, basically musicians on their own, and went to Sony Music, and their managers found out that their voices were very similar, so they decided to put them together and see how they would work out as a duo group, and they clicked completely. I really like the name Puffy AmiYumi, just having it really well combined, and it's not perfect, but their harmony is very catchy, in my opinion, for their poppy music. And if you watch a lot of their music videos, they do some silly dances, but at the same time, it's very natural. And because of that, I think it's quite lovely for them as pop figures as well. So if you ever have a chance to watch some videos, you should probably check this one. It's called Hazumu Rhythm. This is the name of the next song I'm going to play. And this is with a collaboration with the Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra. So I hope you guys like it. Again, it's called Hazumu Rhythm by Puffy AmiYumi, only on 101.9 FM. 1, 2!
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
It is love, it is love, it is love, we're in the thunder. It is love, it is love, it is love, first time for me. It is love, it is love, it is love, we're in so dreamy. It is love, it is love, it is love, it's always with me. My heart is beating. I never
just had some Advantage Lucy. Song is called Is This Love, and hope your heart is burning with passion perhaps. But then again, I really had this hot bowl of chili last night, which are giving me some nasty heartburns right now at the moment. Even to this day, I had it for breakfast, and ironically my sister's name is Lucy, so it's pretty funny that I chose this song. But I'm not saying that anything about incest whatsoever. Ooh, now I feel gross. I'm gonna move on. Oh, that was disgusting. Anyways, that song is called Is This Love, and before that I had Puffy performing with Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra, and the song is called Hazumu Rhythm. Hope you guys liked both of those tunes. This is CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Alex Ushijima. This program is called Katasu. And if you have any requests for any Japanese music, please let me know. You can give me a call, 604-822-2487. Or you can also put it out in letters, UBCCITR. Hey, who knew? Most of the phone numbers that relate to UBC starts with UBC. Keep that in mind, folks. I'm going to be playing Yaida Hitomi next. She is a folk singer, singer-songwriter that was born and raised in Osaka in 1978. Her childhood was filled with lots of sports, but because of her parents' influences, especially for them to play a lot of music on their vinyl records, she had a great passion for music. And at 19, she saw her friend playing a guitar, and after thinking that she could give guitar playing a shot, she basically went over to a music store, bought a Yamaha guitar for around $100, and she basically played a lot of covers. I think that's how a lot of musicians start off. Her favorite performer was, hey, it's a Canadian. Guess what? It's Alanis Morissette, and she tried to learn her very first song, which was Head Over Feet. But as she played that song, she realized that she was making her own melodies along the tunes of Morissette. And from there, she basically naturally made songs on her own. She debuted on an indie label called Alzola Records with an album called Howling. But immediately after her debut on an indie record, around 1 or 2 years later, she was ready for the major market, first with her single Because I Love You, while at the same time signs an indie record deal in the UK, which is quite extraordinary for a Japanese musician that started playing a guitar from the age of 19, and after a couple of years, she already has a record deal with not one, but two record labels. Quite amazing stuff. Since then, she has sold out most of her shows throughout Japan and released hits after hits of new singles, and most of her songs are themed on love. Therefore, her music is really referred to as heart rock. So I think this musician, which I'm going to play on the air next, is a great choice for the Valentine's Day weekend. I just want to let you know that she didn't solely focus on her musical career, but she actually went to Kansai University and studied French language and literature, just adding a little French love into her music as well. The song I'm going to be playing next, it's called Darlin' Darlin', and this is a remix that was made on the UK label. It's a field mix by a group called Elevens. Hope you guys like it, and I'll be playing it right now, Darlin' Darlin' by Hitomi Yaida. Check it out. We'll be right back. some remix of Yaida Hitomi's Darlin' Darlin', and the remix is a Fuel mix by The Elevens. This is probably a good time for me to do some public service announcements, so let's put some music, please. Here we go. Ooh, man. Family Music by YMCK. You guys should pick this CD up, by the way. But anyways, here's my public service announcements. First off, there's a Valentine's fashion show and dinner at Studio Keiko. Studio Keiko will present this event featuring designers Gretchen Elsner and Haras, plus a silent auction, door prizes, and dancing. And this will be happening on what other day? Valentine's Day, February 14th at 7:30 p.m. at Bella Candela, which is 100 West Esplanade. Esplanade? Man, I'm off today. 100 West Esplanade, North Vancouver. And if you want to get tickets or find more information, you should call 604-983-3636. Secondly, Valentine's Day Ball, which is an old-fashioned ball including dancing and hors d'oeuvres with music by Maggi. Black tie is recommended, and this day event is also happening on February 14th at 7:30 p.m. It's going to be at the Heritage Hall, 3102 Main Street. If you want to get tickets or info, give them a ring, 604-730-5529. And last but not least, something that's related to Japanese culture, UBC Asian Studies and Theater would like to present Lady Aoi, a traditional Japanese no theater performance. It is a one-night show happening on February 17th at 7:30 p.m. at Frederick Wood Theater, UBC Point Grey Campus. And if you want more information on this event or want to buy tickets for this no theater, as well as information on the workshop too, you should give them a call, 604-822-2678. They also have a website, www.theater.ubc.ca. And damn, this music is getting wacky now. Let's just slow it down. How about we play some hardcore rock? It's called Sekai wa Sore wo Ai to Yobu nda ze. It's by these hard rockin' band called Sambo Master. They're just climbing up the charts in Japan, going to mainstream, but I have to say their energy is massive, especially from their shall I say little fat vocalist. But I have to say he has charisma. If you ever check this band out, I think you'll be pulled in to their blaring music. I think you guys will like it. Sekai wo Sore wo Ai to Yobu nda ze. If I translate that, it means, in this world, they call this love. I wonder why I chose this song. I'll be playing it right now. This is 101.9 Karasu.
I'm ね誰かを疑っちまうから、せめて今だけ美しい歌を歌うのさ。悲しい言葉では何も変わらないんだぜ。奴らが借りをしたって言うんだ。昨日のあなたが何より良い人なら、昨日の景色を忘れちまうだけだ。新しい日々を変えるのは一らしいほどの愛なのさ。僕らはそれを
is an international humanitarian organization using sport and play programs to encourage the healthy physical, social, and emotional development of the world's most disadvantaged children. RTP at UBC is run by a team of committed university students who advocate sport for development, and it is the first university chapter of its kind. We want you to get involved. Together, we can educate students about sport for development, help raise money, and teach children here in the Lower Mainland about the importance of sport and a healthy lifestyle. So check us out at www.interchange.ubc.ca/RTPUBC.
Thank you.
we had some supercar right there for the music, and the song is called Love Forever. Before that, I had Samuel Master performing ecstatically the song called Sekai wa sore o ai to yobun da ze. We call that on Earth love. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I am playing all this music at the University of British Columbia. Of course, one of the best universities in the world. Booyah. And I hope you guys are liking the show so far. I'm playing a lot of Japanese tunes that are based on the theme of love, because it's on Valentine's Day, if you haven't figured it out. So if you have any suggestions on what I should play next that is Japanese, please give me a call anytime. 604-822-CITR is the number. Happy to get your requests, and I will play it on the air for you. I will be playing some Sloth Love Chunks, as well as some Love Psychedelico. We're going to be playing that as well. And the next song I'm going to be playing, Sloth Love Chunks, Loveless Ideals. But before that, maybe I'll give you a little more info on the love hotels in Japan. Yes, love hotels are all over Japan. If you're a person that visited Tokyo and you see a lot of neon signs in the Shibuya district, or maybe somewhere that is a little shady, you've probably seen the exterior of those love hotels. Why do they have love hotels, though? Is it something for the sex industry? No, not necessarily. Well, no offense to Japan, but the spaces and the apartments in Tokyo especially are very small and crowded, so it makes it very difficult to have your own privacy with your special someone, especially when the neighbors can easily hear or even spy on you while you're basically hitting the sack, so to say. So the love hotels basically offer that luxurious escape, a fantasy escape from I guess reality of your small room home, and gives you more freedom of having some lovely good time. The hotels are, of course, as I mentioned earlier, are indicated with the large neons with some interesting English names. Sometimes it doesn't make sense at all. You could probably go to English.com for that one. But at the same time, that the hotel lobbies for these love hotels, they really respect you and your partner's privacy and try and maintain your presence as anonymous. Like, for example, when you go and request a room, you do not really talk to a clerk directly in their face. They actually have a one side mirror or like a dark glass that hides the front desk clerk's face, so you do not know who exactly you're talking to. So you do not have to feel a little maybe afraid, or maybe ashamed might not be the right word for it, but I think you know what I mean. Like, feel a little embarrassed, I guess, if you ever encounter that person again and recognize the person's face and say, oh my God, he saw me entering a love hotel with my partner. So by having this dark glass, it basically hides their identity and your identity as well, so you don't have to feel a little queasy when you enter it. You can also order the keys by like a vending machine. They actually have a display of these TV screens, each room showing its interior as well as its price. If you like it, you press the screen if it's available, and out comes this key from the dispenser, and you just pay it on the way out. Of course, there are a variety of these kind of love hotels. Some of them might be a very simple, cheap motel, but while others, of course, more expensive, can be furnished with a lot of toys, so to say, or maybe something such as a large bath and a pool, karaoke machines, how about a jacuzzi, maybe some mirrors all over the place, and anything else in between. There are also love hotels that have themes such as a cave or subway carts, if you want to do some certain fantasy foreplay, so to say. They also have merry-go-rounds too. Where did they get these stuff? And anything else that you love to try out. Most of these rooms can be very in price basically on how long you would like to use the room. They have prices from rest price to an overnight stay. And you can even decorate your own room with a lot of other toys that you can get on the same level. There'll be lots of toys and gimmicks available, if you know what I mean. So anyways, you can either do that or try and go home in your small shack and try and get all these equipments just to wow your partner. But otherwise, if you ever have a chance to go to Japan and try to do something a little kinky with your lovely partner, why don't you give a Love Hotel a shot? Otherwise, you can go on a very nice date in the Tokyo district. So it depends on how you want to rock your other person's world. There are many things that you can try out in Japan. Just a little thought. Anyways, we'll be playing next song. This song is Loveless Ideals, and it's by Sloth Love Chunks on CITR. Please enjoy.
We'll be right back. This is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
Dobu nezumi mitai ni utsukushiku naritai shashin ni wa utsuranai utsukushisa ga aru kara linda linda
was the Blue Hearts with the song Linda, Linda, Linda made. It was a request from one of the CITR listeners. Thank you very much. And before that, I had Sloth Love Chunks with Loveless Ideals. I'll be playing more tunes by Japanese artists. If you had just tuned in, the show is called Karasu. My name is Alex Ushijima. And this is a little quirky fact. Ushijima actually means Cow Island. No joke. I really like it, though. Anyways, we'll be playing some Pizzicato 5 up next. But before I play that, I just want to remind you that at 9 o'clock, it's going to be Gavin Walker taking over into this hot CITR radio booth seat. And he'll be starting his show entitled simply The Jazz Show. It's 3 hours long, and he will be having some features on jazz, blues, and anything that'll make you swoon. And I hope you will like it very much. Again, it's called The Jazz Show, hosted by Gavin Walker, 9 p.m. to 12 midnight. I just want to give you a reminder that there's also podcasting services on our CITR website as well. This show is also being recorded too, so you can listen to my previous shows as well. All you have to do, just type this down to www.citr.ca and then just move your little machine called a mouse. I guess it's not a machine, it's a prop, I guess, right? But move your mouse onto podcasting, and I am actually in the eclectic section. I thought it was in the world section, but I'm in the eclectic. So all you have to do, just click on Karasu, and there'll be a whole list of previously recorded podcasting shows that you can listen and check out. And of course, it's not just my show, but there's also some great, wonderful CITR shows that are available online as well. So again, the website, www.citr.ca. Let's play some upbeat poppy tunes by Pizzicato 5 right now. This song is called The Night Is Still Young, and it's about the street life of Tokyo, just being all lively, energetic. Everyone feels happy, but at the same time, the singer is trying to tell that even though that Tokyo is a place to be and have fun, it's not the same without you, as in, of course, the listener, right? As a boyfriend. but nonetheless, it's a really catchy tune. Hope you guys like it. And I'll be playing it in a matter of seconds. Maybe give it a countdown. 3, 2, 1. Pizzicato 5. Check it out.
Stereophonic sound spectacular.
Tokyo wa yoru no shichi.
Just has some Pizzicato 5, really catchy poppy tunes right there. It's called, what was it called again? A Day With, what was it called? I'm having technical difficulties with some of the machines right now. Anyways, that was Pizzicato 5, and I only have 10 minutes left into the program. I will be playing some Go Go Nana Ichi Hachi Hachi and finish it off with Love Psychedelico that I was going to be playing a lot earlier. Before that, I will finish my show off with some information on Shonen Ai. What is this all about? If you haven't been paying attention to what's going on in the trends of comic books, manga is becoming very popular. Manga is Japanese style comic designs, and they have a lot of themes on love for many comics too, but there is one certain genre, it's called Shonen Ai. A more extreme version is called Yaoi, and it is a manga that deals with love between young men, especially of the handsome, or also known as Bishonen. And it is very popular for these comics among schoolgirls and housewives. Very interesting. You know, it's a homosexual erotica, so to say, in a comic format. But the majority of the readers will be basically women. And they also found a strong attraction for these comic books in America and in Canada as well. Especially among 18 to 24-year-old women, heterosexual women, and homosexual men as well. But the manga itself is actually marketed towards women. And why is this very popular? There are several theories and explanations. First of all, that many, of course, women are really drawn to love and relationships. And it is the beauty and the distance of these characters, or the ideal depiction of male love, that makes this quite extraordinary for the readers as well. And since women are excluded in this male-only love story, the love and the sex scenes are not threatening, I guess, to the readers as well. But at the same time, they're able to identify with the feminized characters. So if I say it quite differently, you know, saying that according to one critic, he said that, you know, because males have fetish with lesbians, why not having it the other way around, the vice versa? So these popular mangas are being even published in mainstream girls magazines as well. And for example, Gravitation manga series has sold more than 230,000 mangas alone as well. You can probably find these yaoi or shonen ai mangas at any local multilingual bookstore if you are very interested, or if you want to switch the comic books over from your little brother that loves reading ninja cartoons, and then the next thing he finds out, whoa, and you could just surprise him a little as well. It's your choice, but who knows? Why don't you give it a try? Read these yaoi comics, and maybe you may be hooked with these series as well. I'm going to be playing the next track. It is Gogo Nana Ichihachihachi. It's called Ukifune, and this song is based on Genchi Monogatari. Genchi Monogatari is storytelling, stories that were written way back, even earlier than the Edo period. It's actually the Heian period, around I believe the 13th 14th century. Correct me if I'm wrong, please give me a call. And at this time they had emperors writing stories or poems, also Hyakni Ishu as well, on the themes of love as well. And this song Ukifune is based on one of these poetic writings that are during this Heian period. But if when you listen to it, it's quite punky too. But you could hear some of this Japanese traditional music element in it as well. So keep your ears open and hope you guys like it. It's Gogo Nana Ichihachihachi on 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
We had Go Go Nana Ichi Hachi Hachi. It's actually a number, 7188. Go Go 7188. And the song is called Uki Fune. I only have a few minutes left, and it'll be taken over by Gavin Walker, who will be playing some jazz tunes in the next 3 hours or so. But until then, I'll be playing one more track. It's Love Psychedelico, and the song is called A Day for You. Thank you very much for listening. If you have tuned in halfway or from the beginning, I really appreciate your support and listening. If you have any comments, you can also write me an email, japanindie@gmail.com. I thought it was jindie, but I double checked my new account and it was actually japanindie. So if you had tried to email me last week, I apologize for that. It's japanindie, INDIE, gmail.com. Jeez, I'm gonna be missing a lot of emails today. And as well, you can also listen to the podcasting on the show too, and you can go to the website www.citr.ca to find previous shows that I've played at this radio station. Anyways, here's Love Psychedelico, and I will see you guys next week. Sayonara, everybody, and have a wonderful loving time on Valentine's Day. See you guys. Bye-bye.